Thank you for tuning in to the She Words podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words podcast. Well, welcome back to the She Words podcast. Many of you have taken the opportunity to go back and listen to our other podcast. The first one, which was one of my favorites, Live List or Bucket List. I also enjoyed the one where we talked about a woman's worth. If this is your first podcast that you're listening to, take a moment. Go back and look through our small but powerful catalog and find a podcast that may be interesting to you. I also would like for you to share, invite somebody to be a part of the conversation. We have a portion in the podcast entitled Ask Alicia. If you have a topic you would like to discuss or a question you would like answered, please email that to us again at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. Also, you can message us on social media. I am on Instagram at Lady Ramsey. I look forward to hearing more from our audience. Today's topic for the She Words podcast comes from a quote. The quote is this: don't believe everything you hear. Real eyes, realize, real lies. Tongue twister, huh? The quote again says this: don't believe everything you hear. Real eyes, the two on your face, realize, R-E-A-L-I-Z-E, real lies. And we all know what a lie is. This quote has been attributed to songwriters and singers and rappers. It was a part of a song by Ray Charles, Woody Guthrie, and rapper, actor Tupac Shakur. The reason that I picked this quote to launch a conversation off of is because several years ago, I conducted a workshop, a professional development experience for educators. And the title of the workshop was Real Eyes, Realize, Real Lies. And I attributed the quote to Tupac Shakur at that time. Yes, I am a Christian. I love God. I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and rap music, gangster rap music, was a big part of my middle school and high school and even college journey. If you have not heard of Tupac Shakur, he was a legendary rapper born in Manhattan, and he really was profound in being a strong lyricist and an advocate for the rights of African Americans. Many people chose not to support his genre of music because it was quote-unquote gangster rap, but it was very dominant in the mainstream. He further went on to acting, and he was in various movies. Some of you may have seen these movies. Some of you may have not seen these movies. In 1992, Juice. 1993, Poetic Justice. And the thing that I love the most, if you take the opportunity to read about him, or if you take the opportunity to watch the documentary, he went through a lot in life. There are messages in his music that were offensive to some. There were messages in his music that were powerful to others. I'm the type of individual where I know how to, let's say, eat the meat and spit out the bones. There are things that I listen to grasp the message and understand the message. I may not like the delivery of the message. I'm not into profanity or literally being cussed out music. Yet there are some messages, especially when you listen to the clean versions of some of the music, that you can really understand what the individual is trying to articulate. So the quote, don't believe everything you hear. Realize, realize, real lies. This quote can help many of us understand the different generations that we have around us today. It can help you and I understand as parents, as leaders, as coworkers, you may be an aunt or uncle, how to communicate with the different generations. Do not believe the lies that you hear about Generation Z or about Generation Alpha, the younger children, or about younger millennials. They communicate very well. They just communicate differently. And for myself, I'm Generation X. My mother is a baby boomer. We are a part of a generation that we like to fact check things. We definitely like to know the truth behind things, and we will go about it differently than a millennial or Generation Z. One thing about the younger generations, they do not succumb to lies as quickly as you may think, because they like immediate feedback. If they hear about a particular situation that has happened, they are gonna immediately look it up on social media or on the internet to find out the facts behind the situation. They are using their eyes to realize, is this a fact? Is it an opinion? Is this the truth, or is it a lie? You can be a part of this conversation, or you can ask me a question. Remember, if you go to our fan page on Facebook, SheWords. You can go to Instagram and hit me up, Lady Ramsey, or you can also send us an email at aramseyconsulting@gmail.com. So we're talking today about communicating with the other generations, and I pulled in a quote from Tupac Shakur, real lies, real lies, real lies. And I'm really doing this to help many leaders, co-workers, parents understand how to communicate with individuals in different generations. It will help you better understand how to move forward in one accord to accomplish the task. Communication is very important. Channels of communication are very important. If you are a business owner, you want to own a business, you want to launch something new, you have to look at, who is your audience going to be? Who am I branding this for? How will I communicate with this audience? How am I going to share the values of my business? Am I going to be vulnerable and talk to younger generations to ask them, what is the best way for me to communicate with your generation? Because communication will improve relationships on your job, in your family. Do you understand the importance of communicating the vision you have for your family? People have visions for their business. They have visions for their educational endeavors. Very seldom will people articulate a vision that they have for their children or for their marriage. And those things are important too. Not only do you need to communicate the vision that you have for your business or your family, you need to know, how are you going to implement that vision, that mission that you have? And when you can clearly communicate with every generation, so listen to me, if you are a parent, if you have children of different, generations, how do you communicate the family vision to them? If you are a boss, if you are a leader, and you look at your staff and you have multiple generations on your staff, or maybe you have one generation on your staff, maybe you are a manager at a fast food restaurant and all of your employees are high school students or in their early 20s, how do I best communicate my vision for our restaurant to my staff? Old school, you may have put a post up in the break room. You may have used the bulletin board. You may have sent out emails. This generation, they need bullet points. They need quick, fast, in a hurry. You may have to use text messages. There are things that you have to do different to carry out this message. To do some more research is always important to find out exactly what something means. There are various interpretations of this quote that I gave you, real eyes, realize, realize. One interpretation that stands out to me is from blogger Phil Klamers. It is something that he dissected, and I looked at his explanation. I said, wow, that's pretty deep. Phil Chambers says this about the quote. In my estimation, the quote that he is saying means this. Number one, realize, those who look into the matter themselves. Number two, realize, will come to understand and know. Number three, real lies, the truth from the lies. Pretty simplistic, don't you think? As leaders, as parents, as mentors, please understand the importance of using your eyes to better communicate with the people around you. Generational differences do not have to remain a hindrance for us. Yes, our teenagers communicate differently, but they still communicate. Their attire slightly different, yet they want to express themselves in their own unique way. As parents, as mentors, open up your mind to learning more about Generation Y so that they do not feel as if we assume everything about them. So whether you have a child in middle school, elementary school, or even high school, their life matters. And how are you going to allow them to be a part of what you are planning on your job, in your family? The baby boomer generation was born from 1946 to 1964. I know that seems like far away, but it's not that far away. This generation was the anti-war transformational generation. They worked and they worked hard. The next generation after that are Generation X. That's my generation. And then you have Generation Y. You have Generation Z. You have so many different generations. And it is important for you, like myself, to take the time to study the different aspects of the generation so that you can understand how to incorporate them in what you want to do in life. There were not cell phones when I was young. My daughter asked me what type of cell phone I had when I was a kid. I said they didn't even exist when I was a kid. My 11-year-old asked me about the internet. That did not even exist. I was going through a drive-thru and I was talking to the young lady at the pharmacy about a typewriter. And she had to admit she'd never even seen a typewriter before. There was no Microsoft, there was no Apple, and there was no social media outlets. Leaders, listen very closely. You are leading a generation that communicates so effectively by questioning things that we do. They want proof before they commit to a task or complete a task that's assigned to them. Parents, I know you get frustrated because I get frustrated too. You communicate effectively with your child. This is what I need you to do. They question everything. And I had to take it into consideration that my 11-year-old, my 23-year-old, they are growing up in a time where questions are okay, yet they can see on my face, they can hear it in my voice, that there are times when mom does not want to answer your questions. She would just like you to complete the task. The older I get, the more I am realizing that these younger generations are effectively communicating in their own way and in their own time because that is how they are being taught. How to express themselves. You and I have to understand this, be patient, and do our best to be positive as we work with these different generations. We may be put on a team with them at work. Do you get motivated to do new tasks at work? Do you get excited about doing something new in your career? You're excited, then all of a sudden they put two millennials in your brainstorming group. Their ideas are totally different than your ideas. Do you shut down or are you open when you're on those Zoom calls and the new hire, fresh out of college, has all of these wonderful ideas that they want to share with the team? Are you the one in your mind going, we can't do that. We've never done that. We don't work like that. That takes too much time. Or will you become the type of individual that says, that sounds like a wonderful idea. Can you explain more about it to me? Can you help me see how we will attain that goal as an organization? Millennials are tech savvy. They are more advanced than their previous generations, and they want to show you just how advanced they are. As I said earlier, the young lady that I ran into at CVS, the pharmacy here in Indianapolis, Indiana, she didn't ever in her life see a typewriter, let alone a card catalog, an answering machine, a VHS recorder. Remember, we had to use encyclopedias to do a book report. Millennials were children that grew up getting a trophy for effort. They didn't give trophies for effort when I was in athletics in elementary, middle school, and high school. Millennials rely on technology for comfort. And they participate in a lot of organized activities. They have groups, they have organizations, they meet, they collaborate, not always in person, through technology. On the positive side, when we look at millennials, They're optimistic, they're used to working in groups, and they have a positive self-image. Yet, they crave feedback, so they want to know how they are doing and how they can improve. So taking it back to if you are put on a team with younger millennials, seeing it as a positive that you can move forward in a new direction in a new way. Yes, it will be challenging to you. Yes, you will have to learn something new. But understand that millennials are dedicated to hard work. Generation Z are dedicated to hard work. And they are waiting patiently in some areas just like you are to have the opportunity to show how gifted they are. I want you as a leader, I want you as a supervisor, I want you as a go-getter that wants to support younger generations in their efforts to improve the community and the world around them, to ask them how you can support them. Remember I said earlier in the podcast that when you are vulnerable, when you open yourself up and say, hey, this is something that I don't understand and don't know how to do well, but I'm willing to listen so that I can support you. I know you're new on the team, or I know this is a new business. I want to support you through the process. When you're in leadership, you communicate so that you engage the listener to gain a commitment and create a bond of trust between you and the individual you're going to be working with. I got that from author Denning. Listen again. If you want to lead the next generation, you have to understand that you're going to communicate so that you engage the listener. So if their best form of communication is text, you may have to do that. You want to gain their commitment. You need them on your team. And the commitment will come when you gain the bond of trust between you and the individual you desire to work with. We are leaders that are going to clearly identify our vision so that we can motivate and inspire this next generation. I am excited about learning, and I can learn from any age group. I learn things from my 11-year-old. I learn things from 5-year-olds. That TikTok generation, I didn't know anything about that dog on TikTok, but I learned a lot about TikTok from an 11-year-old. She's been doing it probably since she was 9. And I found it was kind of fun. Just taking the time to enjoy something that she likes doing. Don't shun things that you don't understand. Open yourself up. Be open to change by experience, by observation, and by symbolic learning. I'm telling you, as a woman who is now 50 years of age, I am opening myself up to learning new things. This podcast is new for me. I'm learning more about technology every day, and I am learning from a younger generation. That is what you want to do, and that's what you will continue to do. As we close up this podcast today, how can I share with you the best way to have an effective, a powerful, a successful relationship with different generations? It's all about communication. Communication is so important in every relationship in your life. When my husband and I counsel or spiritually advise young couples, those that are in dating relationship, young women that are trying their best to raise their children, young men that are trying to raise their children, we always focus on the importance of communication. This is a different podcast that I need to share about, because so many people think relationships don't work because of things like adultery. But one of the major hindrances in relationships is communication. Intimacy, communication, and finances. That's how important communication is in every aspect of your life. So in regards to you working with younger generations on your job, in your business, if you want to attract younger people to what you're trying to sell, the services you're trying to provide, if you're trying to have a better relationship with your children or your grandchildren, communication. Get the attention of the listener. Get their attention and communicate in their way. Make sure that you reinforce why you're communicating with them and the desires that you have for the relationship. And number 3, continue to work on showing them that you desire for this to work. So I want your attention, and I'm going to communicate with you to get your attention. I'm reinforcing the reasons why I want to communicate with you, and I want this communication to work. Thank you so much for being a part of the She Works podcast. Remember to connect with us on social media. And also, I want you to continue to think positive about your future and where you are going. There are so many negative things happening in the world today. I want to make sure that I start incorporating in my closing the fact that you are an amazing person. I don't have to know you, but just the fact that you are listening. Some of you may be listening, you know, to see what she got going on, but most of you are listening to say, I want to learn something new today. Anytime you take the opportunity to grow, to achieve your dreams, to learn more, that is a positive. Thank you so much for being a part of the She Works podcast, and continue to communicate, because things are going to work out for the betterment of you and the individual that you desire to connect with. Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.